Welcome back to the USAA pregame show. Air Force and Colorado coming up at 11 o'clock. I'm Kevin Wyatt here at the Ford Sports Desk. Time to take a look at what's going on around the Mountain West. And for that, we'll bring back in our analyst, Jesse Kurtz. And Jesse, the Mountain West has had an outstanding start to their season, recording 6 wins over Power 5 programs and had another couple of games that were very close. What has led to this early success?
Well, this under the did you know category, that's the most in the
8 games on the slate today, beginning with a 12:30 matchup between New Mexico and Notre Dame. Lobos head coach and former Notre Dame coach Bob Davie not making the trip to South Bend after he had his health scare a couple of weeks ago. Does New Mexico have any shot against the Fighting Irish without Davie at the helm?
It's going to be tough, and I'm disappointed that Bob Davie didn't get a
At 1:30, UNLV and Northwestern will meet up in Evanston. Rebels coming off a disappointing 43-17 loss to Arkansas State and have their hands full against a Northwestern team coming off its bye. Does UNLV have any chance at an upset?
That UNLV loss, one of the more disappointing.
At 2 o'clock, Colorado State ventures into SEC territory to take on Arkansas. Last year, the Rams pulled off the upset against the Razorbacks 34-27 in Fort Collins. With the venue switch, can Colorado State have a repeat performance?
Well, it's always tough to go into an SEC barn, right? I mean,
coming up at 3, Wyoming at home against Idaho, now a member of the FCS. Do the Cowboys take care of business?
They should. I mean, don't look now.
As we head into the evening, Nevada hosting Weber State of the FCS at 5 o'clock. How will the Wolfpack get it done?
Well, this is a bounce-back game, obviously.
At 5:30, in my opinion, this will be the matchup of the day in the Mountain West. Hawaii at number 23, Washington. The Rainbow Warriors have started off their season 2-0 with wins over Pac-12 teams Arizona and Oregon State, but will be leaving the islands for the first time this season. The Huskies, on the other hand, are reeling from an upset loss to Cal at home. Does Washington become the third Pac-12 victim of Hawaii tonight?
That's going to be a tough one.
And finishing things up in the Mountain West is number 22 Boise State welcoming FCS Portland State onto the Smurf Turf. And how much do you see the Broncos winning this one by?
This should be a boat.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. This has been a look around the Mountain West. And coming up, we'll take a look at what's on tap regarding the top 25 nationally in college football. Air Force and Colorado kicking off at 11 a.m. here on the Air Force Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by USAA.
Let's take a look at what's happening around the country. For an update of the scoreboard, we go inside the Learfield IMG College Network studios to the Ford Sports Desk, driven by Ford trucks. Built better, built stronger, built Ford tough.
Welcome back to the USAA pregame show. Air Force and Colorado coming up at 11 o'clock. Kevin White here at the Ford Sports Desk. Let's take a look at and see what's lined up today among the top 25 in college football. None of the matchups today feature two ranked teams. In fact, most of these games aren't really expected to be competitive. Only 6 of the 22 games on the schedule today have point spreads that are in the single digits. 4 games in the noon slate to begin the day include number 3, Georgia at home against Arkansas State. Number 6, Ohio State opening up Big Ten play at Indiana. 13th ranked Penn State renewing its in-state rivalry against Pitt at Beaver Stadium. And in one of the matchups anticipated to be somewhat competitive, number 21, Maryland will host Temple, the Terps favored in that one by 6.5 points. Coming up at 1:30, Alabama begins the SEC portion of their schedule. Crimson Tide on the road at South Carolina. And Alabama head coach Nick Saban sees a challenge in Gamecocks quarterback Ryan Helinski.
He certainly didn't look like a freshman quarterback out there. He's a good athlete. He's got a good arm. He was very accurate. He made good decisions. He got rid of the ball. He got the ball out of his hand quickly. And he executed the offense extremely well. So, no disrespect, because we think, Bentley is a really good quarterback and certainly an experienced guy, but they didn't miss a beat, in this game in terms of the quarterback position.
Crimson Tide favored by 25.5 points. Also at 1:30, Stanford looking to bounce back from their loss at USC. The Cardinal travel across the country to take on UCF, who has ambitions of crashing the New Year's Six Bowl party. Speaking of USC, the Trojans have a tough matchup at BYU. That game also set to kick off at 1:30. And a trio of games will take place as hours is winding down. At 2 o'clock, 18 Michigan State plays host to Arizona State. Also at 2, the most anticipated matchup of the day, in-state rivals number 19 Iowa and Iowa State clashing in Ames. Hawkeyes come in at just a 1.5 point favorite. Cyclones head coach Matt Campbell on what this rivalry means to both schools.
I think that's what makes this state really special. It is the fact that there's two Power 5 schools, different conferences, that both universities and both schools have great pride and they have great traditions to themselves. And the opportunity to play that game once a year from a football standpoint, I think, is really big. And I think unique in terms of what we do really in all of our sports, that it's a big game and it's a rival game, and I think very unique to its setting.
Hawkeyes off to a 2-0 start, while Iowa State had to escape FCS Northern Iowa in triple overtime in their only game in week one. Cyclones hoping a bye week was able to set them straight. And at 2:15, number 11 Utah will play at home against FCS Idaho State. As far as the Service Academy rivals are concerned, both Army and Navy kick off at 1:30. The Black Knights head west to face UT San Antonio. Navy will play host to East Carolina. This has been a look at some top 25 games, as well as the Service Academies. Scheduled for this afternoon from the Ford Sports Desk, I'm Kevin Wyatt. Coming up, we'll hear Jesse Kurtz's weekly Falcon Profile, Air Force in Colorado at 11 o'clock here on the Air Force Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by USAA.